This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Both U.S. President Donald Trump and his Democratic opponent, Joe Biden, today are marking the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks on the United States at different times in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. That's where one of the planes in the terrorist assault of 2001 came down. Mr. Trump was there last hour. Mr. Biden began his day at the World Trade Center Memorial in New York, where he and Vice President Mike Pence shared what appeared to be cordial greetings. China has announced restrictions on staff members at the American Embassy in Beijing and consulates in mainland China and Hong Kong. Answering measures imposed early this month, China's foreign ministry described its move as reciprocal. Last week, Washington said senior Chinese diplomats would need State Department approval to visit university campuses or hold cultural events with more than 50 people outside mission grounds. The Sri Lankan Navy says it is still trying to plug a fuel leak from the fire-stricken New Diamond oil supertanker. Carrying about 2 million barrels of oil, the vessel caught fire 2 weeks ago and is about 45 nautical miles off Sri Lanka's east coast in the Indian Ocean. The fire has been extinguished, but the ship left a trail of oil as it was towed out to sea. Authorities are working to head off the kind of environmental damage suffered by the African nation of Mauritius after a Japanese bulk carrier struck a coral reef off its coast in July. Reports so far indicate the New Diamond's crude oil cargo remains intact. India today reported another daily record of new coronavirus infections, more than 96,000, taking its caseload above 4.5 million with a loss of some 76,000 lives. Today's fatality toll is put at 1,209. Worldwide figures from Johns Hopkins University show a COVID-19 case count of 28 million with 910,000 deaths. The numbers here in the United States, 6.4 million COVID infections and nearly 192,000 fatalities. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote.